It's 7 p.m. on a cold, dark January night. Outside, everything is damp from countless days of rain, and it's hard not to feel completely washed out. Normally by now, I'd be in my pyjamas, telling myself that I'd do something productive in the evening, but really struggling to stay awake whilst I watch something half-heartedly on the telly. Tonight is different though. I'm sat next to the fire with leggings, trousers, a thick pair of socks, a big old scarf and hat and a coat that's kept me warm and dry many times before. I'm waiting for Nigel, my husband, to lace up his boots whilst I gear up to pull myself away from the comfort of a good fire and a cat who is the perfect depiction of cosy. I don't want to go out, but I'm going to. Because tonight we are going to chase off the bad spirits. Tonight we are wassailing. Before I explain, I had better give the cat his dinner, else this bad spirit will be waiting for me when I come home. Growing up in Devon and now living in Somerset, I suppose means that it is inevitable that wassailing is one of my favourite ancient English traditions. With roots in paganism, wassail is believed to come from the old English words was hal, meaning good health. The counties I have called home are known for their orchards and their cider. I personally have known quite a few cider spirits in my time. Therefore, wassailing is a better known tradition in these parts. At its roots, this beautiful tradition is all about thanking the spirits of fruit trees to ensure a good harvest in the coming year and seeing off any ill-intentioned spirits who may have designs on the crop. I could talk to you about apples for hours. The fruit that is now always in the fruit bowl, often stickered in the supermarket and without a blemish on them, but that's not always how apples have been. They are steeped in folklore, from throwing peel over your shoulder to reveal your lover's initial, to being the favoured snack of the unicorn. It's a huge and magical subject that perhaps we shall explore one day. For now though, I hope you're feeling curious, because we've walked through town and are outside the cottage pub. Well, where else would you expect to start?
Hi!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just waiting for the young people's master ceremony. He's just finished his game of pool.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah!
Wassail! We'll be walking up on the right hand side of the road. Use your torches if needed.
So the orchard we are headed to is unlike any I've seen. For a start, you would never know it's here. It's a tiny piece of land surrounded by a modern housing estate, an old orchard saved by a community project and now a nature reserve, cared for by those who live here. Full of apple trees with names like Blenheim Orange, Tom Putt and Russet. This mature orchard, first recorded in the 1840s on a tithe map, is now home to many species, such as bats, newts and frogs, creatures all associated with the witch, which feels very appropriate tonight. So we are walking up with our pots and our pans and our drums to create a hullabaloo.
You didn't get Saxons going, hurry up, it's bloody windy! There's things to be organised!
So we're supposed to be making noise, and I brought my drum, which has frog bones on it, which seems appropriate, but we shall see because it's wet and damp, so it doesn't play very well, but let's see how it goes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The bell has spoken and it's gathered us again this time of year.
Happy Wassail, everybody.
Wassail!
Wassail!
Right, the ancient custom. Well, actually, make it even more local. There's a local word. I love this word. Mole scrolls. You won't find it in the dictionary because it's oral tradition.
Mole scrolls.
And mole scrolls is we have to scare away the evil spirits on the apple tree because obviously we're trying to make sure we have a good crop for next year. So tradition is a piece of bread toasted, dipped in honey, and we need the wise maiden for this. Yeah, you don't need it, man. You put it in the tree to bring in the good spirit, which is the robin. But before we do that, my dear, we have to scare away the evil mole scrolls. Now, traditionally, a lot of people use shotguns elsewhere, but I don't think shotguns and ciders go well together. If it's all community based, then we can all be part of it. You don't have to do this, but play a drum, whistle, scream, a bit like John Lennon and Yoko on his Primal Scream album. Just let it all go. So first, you need to focus your energy at this tree and the orchard, and I'll do a countdown to 10, and then we're all going to scream, shout, clap, whistle, bang, do what you like, and we'll stand in silence. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, you can do it.
4, 3, 2, 1. So we're all going to share from a bowl of cider, a communal bowl, and then we'll spit on the tree. And we don't have to share from it, of course, but you can if you want. And then we'll tie ribbons to the tree as well.
Oh, apple tree, we wassail thee and hope that thou wilt bear. The Lord doth know where we shall be to be merry another year. To blow well and to bear well, so merry let us be. Let every man drink up his cup and a health to the old apple tree. Old apple tree, we wassail thee and wish thee good luck. To blow well and to bear well, hatfuls, capfuls, 3 bushel bagfuls, and a girt heap under the stairs. 3 cheers to the old apple tree. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as white as the milk.
And Mary's sheep, oh Jesus, is wrapped up in silk. And Mary's sheep, oh Jesus, our Saviour born to be. And the first fruit in the greenwood, it was the holly, holly, holly. And the first trees in the greenwood, it was the holly. Now the holly, she bears a berry as green as the grass. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died on the cross. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Saviour for to be. And the first trees in the greenwood, it was the holly, holly. Holly, and the first trees in the greenwood, it was the holly. Now the holly, she bears a berry as black as the coal. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died for us all. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Saviour for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, holly, and the first tree was in the greenwood, it was the holly. Now the holly, she bears a berry, and the is red.
So we've just tied ribbons onto the tree in the orchard. The tree's lit up from the bottom by candles, which is reflected in the lights on the hats of the people that have come out tonight. Feathers in their hair, berries around their heads. It's really beautiful and it feels so traditional, and you can't help but feel the joy of it tonight. We're stood here in our modern coats and our wellies, and it feels very, looking at people, you know, we're of our time, but also this could be 100, 200, 300, 500 years ago. I feel really connected to my ancestors, actually, that came from Devon and probably heard this wassail call on the 12th night. Now I'm hearing it again, and it feels right, and it feels in my bones. And it's so cold, it's a January night, but I don't feel it at all. I just feel the company of the people all here to bless a tree. And if only more people would be happy to bless a tree. It's gone a bit AWOL though. We don't really know the words, but I don't think it matters at this point. So we've left the nature reserve and the orchard, and we're now headed back down the road, which is lit up by street lamps, and it's raining, but nobody seems to care because they're excited. We're going back to the pub, the Cottage Inn, and there's going to be Morris dancers and folk music, and definitely cider consumed, I can say. So yeah, we're headed back. And we're going to be there in a second, and we're just following the sound of the bells. So we've got Morris dancers about to start. They're all dressed with black, red and green rags, hats and lights, feathers and scarves, and they're carrying their sticks. You can see the love for what they do in their eyes. And the music starts. And off they go. And it's great. and the rain is pouring. But these women do not care. They're going to make as much noise as they can tonight in this car park in Wellington. Which is a car park in Wellington, but it's also a moor somewhere high up. Or it's next to the sea by some crashing waves. Or perhaps it's in the orchard where we've just been. Maybe right now there's some sprites dancing around that tree we just blessed, knocking sticks together and smiling as they pass each other by. Do